Chris, pre-season preparations are nearly over. Cardiff on Friday. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready. It's been, pre-season's been good. Been pleased with it. Been pleased with the players, with their application. Pleased with their spirit. They've done everything that we've asked them of them pre-season and above and beyond, really. So, we're in a good place. Spirit's really high. Fitness levels are really good. We've had some really good games pre-season, which have brought us different challenges, and that's a key one. So we've had that, and we've got final touches to preparations this week, and then straight into Friday night down in Cardiff.
And last summer, it was well documented, we lost a few key players. This summer you've kept the squad together, but you've added, I think most people would say you've added experience and you've added some quality in there.
Yeah, look, I suppose you, in many ways, you live and die by your recruitment in football. So we're happy with what we've done so far. I think, like we said, last summer was difficult. We lost three key players and probably another three or four sort of experienced players who've been around the squad. So it was a bit of a rebuild last summer. This year, I think we've had one out and four or five ins. We're pleased with the ins that we've got. We identified the targets and we were able to bring them in, which is good. And I'm full credit to the club and to the chairman and to the board as well for allowing me and backing me to do that. And that's important as well. The relationship with the board's been fantastic, especially the chairman and Phil Williams and Barry Gardner. So there's a lot going for this football club at the moment. On the pitch, there's a good buzz about the place, and the players are really pleased with how the new players have integrated in the squad and the work of the staff with Gav, with Carl and with Andy, the new physio, and Andy Roberts. And it's been a really good pre-season. I think the players look really sharp, look really fit, and the performances in pre-season have been really good. But we know that those probably count for nothing come Friday 8 o'clock, and we know that we're going into a very difficult game, and we know we're going to have to be at our best to get something from it.
And was it more important this summer to recruit well, considering a lot of other clubs have recruited well and got stronger over the summer?
I think, look, I don't, it's one of them. You just got to focus on yourself and try and get the best players in that you can get, and you can't affect what other clubs do. That it's that time of year. Everyone's going to be out signing players. Everyone's going to be trying to bring players into their football club. But like I said before, we identified what positions we needed, and we're pleased with the work that we've done within those positions. We signed some young players, we signed some experience. So we're pleased, and we can't affect what other clubs do. We're just focusing on ourselves, and that'll be the message this week, and rolling on to into Friday.
Cardiff, they're always sort of tight affairs between us and Cardiff. I imagine Friday, you're expecting nothing different.
Yeah, a lot of since they've come into the league, they've been fantastic, haven't they? They've been like a breath of fresh air, really. The two Europa League finals on the bounce, two top six finishes, so shows what they're about. They've got the added sort of bonus of being more or less full time with the facilities they've got, the resources they've got there. You're challenging TNS in terms of that, and the sports science and the analysis and everything they've got. They've got a really good product down there, and we know what we're going to be up against. We're going to be against a good footballing side who are younger, who'll be fit and who'll be well organised, and we'll have to match that and try and impose our own game on them as well. We've done that all pre-season, and like I said, we're in a really good place, and we feel we've got a good buzz around the squad, and everyone's really, really, really looking forward to Friday night.